Electric Boats Apprenticeship Program drew members of President Joe Biden's administration to Connecticut Tuesday. U.S. Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo and U.S. Secretary of Labor Marty Walsh, formerly governor of Rhode Island and mayor of Boston, respectively, were at the Groton Shipyard to tout the company's efforts to fill skilled labor openings. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano was also there.
Gina Raimondo said that part of her and Walsh's jobs in the Biden cabinet will be to expand and improve apprenticeship programs, and that if they have their way, a $48 billion jobs plan will soon make it through Congress. That'd fund 1 to 2 million apprentice jobs nationally.
A lot of Americans continue to struggle after the pandemic, and millions of Americans are still without work and struggled all of last year. And apprenticeships are going to be the key, a key, piece of helping us dig out.
Kevin Graney, the president of General Dynamics Electric Boat, says training is key for the shipyard. It's building two classes of submarines, and to deliver them on time to the U.S. Department of Defense, Electric Boat has to hire thousands more workers in the next few years.
We hired more than 2,000 last year, and we'll do that again this year. We can only achieve this level of hiring by continued partnerships with our training pipelines and with the continued support of our state and federal leaders.
Like many of the EB apprentices, Arnold Chappell worked here for a few years before being accepted into the program. Got into it a few years ago to learn CNC machining.
It's been one of the best things I could have done. I learned every machine in our shop and a bunch of different types of machines that will pretty much give me a good baseline for the rest of my life.
EB currently has 300 people enrolled in the program. Chappell, who's from Salem, is one of 600 Connecticut workers who've graduated. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.